2SER 107.3, that is the place to be. Do you like that? I'm a rapper. You wouldn't even know it, would you? It's Adrian here on the Daily, Thursday Daily, 1st September. Lovely spring day outside. Now this week, Creative Content Australia, a not-for-profit organisation, committed to raising awareness about the role of copyright and the impact of digital piracy, teamed up with a Sydney suburban primary school, an Australian first in that instance there. Students are now learning about what it means to be a good digital citizen. There's something everyone could learn, isn't it? A Year 6 class presented a special session on the impact of online privacy, including download and streaming films, television shows and games, and music, I dare say, as well there. Joining us now on the phone there, is Executive Creative Director of Creative Content Australia, Laurie Flesker. Laurie, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian.
How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you, and thanks for having me.
This sounds like a great idea. I can't wait to jump into it. Now, this was the first digital citizenship presentation which gave students the opportunity to understand pirate websites. What is the main message you wish to convey to these students and also the wider public from there, and do you think it will be effective?
Well, the message that we're trying to get out is simply to make people think before they click that there is a very large impact on the global and local creative communities from illegally downloading and streaming film and television content, and we want them to be aware of it. Do we hope it makes an impact? I hope so too.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a fabulous first start to what we hope will be a bigger program for us.
Fantastic. And are you looking to sort of expand it in the future? Or?
We hope we can. We understand how pressured schools are for time. There's, you know, an enormous curriculum to get through and a lot of groups who are trying to get their messages out. But we also know that academic integrity is a very important part of what schools are teaching. And good digital citizenship is becoming such a major concept for young Australians.
That's a fantastic sort of way of putting it, digital citizen. Now, many people might not be aware, but piracy is actually a multi-million dollar enterprise and not just a bunch of kids in basements swapping files. In 2014, pirate sites generated an estimated, this is US dollars, $227 million from advertising revenue. Little, if anything, goes back to the original creators or owners of the work. And will raising awareness of the piracy reduce the number of pirates, do you think?
We hope so. We think a lot of people, we know from our research, which we undertake every year, that a lot of people think that their individual actions don't amount to much, that they don't have an impact. But when you look at the piracy numbers, I mean, 78.5 billion visits to film and TV piracy sites last year worldwide, 78.5 billion, it has to have an impact. When a single film like Mad Max, Fury Road, an Australian film, had 36.5 million illegal downloads in 2015, that has to have an impact. And regardless of whether people feel that the film has made enough money or not, it still is a huge deterrent to investors to invest in content, and it simply has meant and will continue to mean that there's less choice of content available to people who are often downloading, ironically, because they absolutely love film and television.
Yeah, it's a weird sort of paradigm, isn't it? Now, independent research conducted by Creative Content found that 25% of Australians aged 18 to 64 and 26% of Australians between 12 and 17 illegally pirate content. These numbers seem a bit low. This seemingly contradicts sort of the widespread belief that everyone does it. How does Creative Content Australia feel about these numbers?
That's right. We believe that our numbers are pretty robust. They stack up year on year, and they also reflect accurately on numbers that are done by other organisations. It's one of those things that people assume everyone's doing it. Part of that is simply just to legitimise the behaviour. It's an excuse. Everyone's doing it. Why shouldn't I? Why, you know, we have feedback saying, why should I be the only idiot who's not getting their film and television content for free? But 25% is still one out of four. And that's, you know, imagine you have a business where one out of four people are not paying for your product.
Yeah.
It's very hard to maintain a business with that kind of rate of theft.
Yeah. Now, you're joining up with a primary school. You're sort of teaming up with kids in year six, is that right?
That's what we did on this particular occasion. We had a very forward-thinking principal who was very happy to let us come in. And those kids, while we gave them some of the basic facts, those kids themselves created that PowerPoint presentation.
All right.
So they were able to actually engage in the issue themselves and really come to terms with it. And I think that's obviously the best way of learning, when people do their own research and come to that conclusion themselves rather than being told.
Is this something that's been covered? Because it's been a while since I've been at school, but is this something that's been covered in, you know, school computer labs? Is it something, you know, being, as you were saying earlier, a good digital citizen, is that being covered in computer schools?
Some extent. Schools are becoming more and more aware of the issues around piracy, around online behaviour, largely to some extent because of kids becoming victims online, seldom because they think that students are perpetrators of criminal activity online. So we know that piracy is not taught much in schools. In our last survey, only 1 out of 3 students said that they'd ever learned anything about film and television content piracy in school. It's not a curriculum issue at this stage, so we really want to put it on the agenda. We know that it's part of a broader, as I say, good digital citizenship behaviour. It's about people respecting other people's rights online and taking responsibility for what they do online in the same way as they do in real life, in day-to-day life.
Yeah. Now, if we get, for want of a better term, if we get into these kids' head now and sort of get them to be good digital citizens, what is that going to mean for the future of particularly the Australian film industry?
Well, I think certainly for a lot of emerging filmmakers, one is that they're more likely to get investment in films because if investors don't recoup their money, because a lot of the audience are actually not paying for the content, they are very unlikely to invest in another film. It also means even for the bigger studios, you know, which are perceived as enormously wealthy and therefore, you know, piracy is often thought of as a victimless crime. For those studios, what's dropped out for them is that investment in new talent and smaller films.
Right.
They go to the safer bets more readily, the large tentpole films. But getting a first film and a smaller film from a studio or a large production, international production company is getting harder and harder because they're simply making less of those products.
Right. And was that something that was explained to the kids, or is that something they understood?
It's a complex thing to explain, and also because content feels like it's ubiquitous. It doesn't feel like there's less content, even though there really is, and the kind of content that people are seeing is being squeezed. So it's hard to illustrate, really, to young people. What we can remind them simply is that, you know, there are close to 50,000 Australians who make their living from making film and television content in Australia. They generally freelance, so they're very reliant on going from job to job. And for every one less job there is, that could be hundreds of people who are not working. So, and for a lot of young people, they actually want to be involved in the film industry themselves. You know, there are a lot of creative young kids out there who really want to be engaged. And it needs to be a sustainable future to bring young talent into the industry.
Absolutely. Well, Laurie, thank you so much for joining us today on The Daily. Some very, very interesting stuff there.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. Executive Director of Creative Content Australia, Laurie Flexer there. Some interesting stuff about piracy and what they're doing to sort of curb it, especially with some of the younger Australians.